The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Happy Saturday. It's our Thought Crimes episode. Again, these conversations get a little spicy. Here's your trigger warning. Blake Neff, Tyler Boyer, and Jack Posobiec all join us for an unscripted conversation about the Zapruder film, JFK, aliens, UFO, Ron DeSantis, Nancy Mace, and more. You can email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member at members.charliekirk.com, exclusive for conversations with Dan Bongino, Tucker Carlson. But honestly, if this program has blessed you in any way, please consider just becoming a member for $8 a month, maybe $17 a month, whatever you can afford. Members.charliekirk.com. Please support us. It helps us stay strong, independent, and you get something in return. Email me as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Okay, everybody, welcome to Thought Crimes, Thursday, July 27th. With us is Blake Neff, Tyler Boyer, and I think Jack is here. Nope, he's muted.
Hey, this time.
It's like a bad Japanese movie where his lips and his...
And Chari, his, run, it's Gojira!
Yes, say that again, Jack.
Yeah, I'm here. We did... If you guys want to hear what I have to say, if you want to hear the truth bombs that are going to be brought in here on Thought Crimes and Grammar Crimes tonight...
Well, very good, Jack. No, I was just saying it's like that old karate movie where the mouth and the words don't line up at all. I will avenge your father.
Wait, my brother and I used to always do that one with Jackie Chan, Rumble in the Bronx. He's like, you are all garbage.
That was you just a second ago. Okay.
Your brother, before he was kidnapped by a karate cult, and now you have to rescue him. We don't reveal that story of Jack's background.
No.
But it's coming. It's coming someday.
Okay, so here we are.
What do you mean that I'm actually in a Jackie Chan movie?
Is Jack using live you again? Is this some sort of sick joke? All right. So we are all here together. And yes, the breaking news right now is, oh my goodness, Donald Trump is indicted again. We're not going to get into that. Instead, the real breaking news. Why is everyone so uninterested in aliens, Blake?
Well, they're uninterested in aliens. I will say this. So we had the hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday about the UFOs, of course. It was a big deal, had all these clips go. But what I'll say is interesting to me is I know a decent number of like conspiracy theorists, or at least conspiracy open people.
I'm definitely conspiracy open.
Yeah, but I'd say like the more conspiracy theorists they are, actually like the less interested they are.
No, that's what's so, why is that? It's this weird thing where like the true based like Alex Jones group is like totally like, nope, not buying it.
No, I'm not sure.
Never mind. There are no aliens.
Normally, I would say it's because they believe an even more wild thing. And they're like, this is a distraction because really the deep state is plotting to like, you know, they're going to roll out the new vaccines and it's going to turn our blood into aluminum or something. Nope. But this time it's like a lot of them are literally just saying what I would say, which is just like, yeah, there's really no evidence this guy's telling the truth. Or, you know, this guy just seems kind of confused. It doesn't make a lot of sense if you put it together. They sound like they sound like a boring guy giving you like your accounting statements where he's like, yeah, we got to make the numbers line up. Jack, it doesn't really work. But now it's all the quacks doing this.
So Tyler, why is it that all the based people are like, no aliens?
I don't know why they're that way. I don't know. I quit trying to make excuses on that side. But here's what I do know. If aliens are real, then the world is going to become immediately more conservative. If they're not real, Why that we're wasting that? Our time distracting ourselves? Because it's any time that there is a massive, like, natural disaster, the entire world turns more conservative. Like, everyone's going to become like, God bless America overnight if aliens start attacking. Have you not seen Independence Day?
People become more conservative during COVID. I don't know if that tracked with our COVID response, though.
No, well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, natural
disaster. But that was basically, I mean, it's not a natural disaster, but it kind of functions.
I'm saying 9/11
if
style.
Aliens are real, if everyone really believes this, no one seems to be asking whether the aliens did COVID. Like, did they infect us?
Look, let's just be honest. If aliens are real, we're going to give them all citizenship and benefits.
We already give all aliens
That's what I'm saying. So by next election cycle, we're going to have like
the lady swing. Was trying to tell us.
Yeah, the swing trying to tell Neptune.
Us the, lady, the aliens are here and they're flying commercial.
Yeah, no, she might have been ahead of something.
She could have. She could have been. And there's like other there's
I
layers
want her to
this.
To testify.
Like we have Congress is holding this hearing on the aliens, and you know, it comes to mind like if the intelligence community is really covering it up, if the CIA is covering it up, if the military is covering it up,
yeah.
At a bare minimum, it's like should Congress be like, we're not going to fund the CIA till you give us all of the. All of the alien docs.
Well, Trump can make this. This is, again, I'm going back to what I think Trump should have done in the middle of COVID was he should have just declassified everything in the middle of everything. I think it would have, it's the only thing that would have overcome the COVID issues, like the back and forth. He could have declassified everything. And by the way, Charlie and I know somebody that was very high up that I'm not going to say when it happened, but it happened during the Trump administration. Came to us and they confirmed, and I'm not going to say that like I'm a skeptic or a believer in aliens, but all I know is this one person came to us and they told us that aliens were real and they're extraordinarily credible.
So Jack, how should aliens factor into Donald Trump's reelection strategy?
Well, if you want to talk about it from it depends if it's a serious answer or like thought crime. The serious answer is that. When you look at the political calculus on this, it would be saying that, well, the idea that the government is covering up aliens is part and parcel of also saying that if you believe the government's able to do that, then you also believe that there is a deep state. So it ties directly into the same type of rhetoric that Trump uses, but it gets you there through a sort of nonpartisan funnel. So it can be something that reaches out to disaffected leftists, that reaches out to centrist that even reaches out to, I think we were talking about on one of the other episodes here, the non-news voter. So not even a low information voter, but like a non-information voter that maybe you can pique someone's interest. And then I forget what you're saying it, that, you know, this idea that if Trump comes out and says, I would classify the aliens, I will put everything out there, all the information, the little green men will come out. Blake is one of them. Obviously, he is part of the Vanguard. And this will be something that actually grabs attention.
All right. So let's play some sound here. UFO whistleblower says that the U.S. recovered non-human biological pilots from crash crafts. This is Nancy Mace, who apparently is very close to her fiance. Play cut 76.
We'll get to that.
Not this morning. Not this morning. She wasn't.
Craft stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
Who in the government either, what agency, sub-agency, what contractors, who should be called into the next hearing about UAPs, either in a public setting or even in a private setting?
I can give you a specific cooperative and hostile witness list of specific individuals that were in those.
And how soon can we get that list?
I'm happy to provide that to you after the hearing.
Super.
Super.
So this is Mitch McConnell in the hearing.
It's just... I've got to say, though.
We're 10 minutes in and we're already... It's
too
Tyler's
soon.
Job.
Wait, you know, we haven't talked about whether he's the one of them. You know, it's kind of... He would be the perfect...
That's what I'm saying.
It's like the old Simpsons episode where, you know, Kang and Kodos are Bob Dole and Bill Clinton.
Yes.
And he just runs
yes.
out.
Yes.
Yes. Thing off. Like, we needed Homer Simpson to run out up to Mitch McConnell.
It turns out it's Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, you just rip the mask off and then they'll be like,
wait,
wow,
wait.
We should... We should probably have a different leader.
Or he transferred.
Leader.
He transferred from Bob Dole.
And what would literally happen, though, is, you know, we'd come on the show and we'd be like, we need to have a leader who's not an alien. We need a new GOP caucus leader. And then someone will be like, yeah, but who else could unite the caucus, Charlie? Like,
and you then remember we just re-elected. That actually had that episode actually had one of the best lines that I've ever seen on TV about abortion. Where so it's the alien comes out and is trying to wade into the abortion argument, but mm-hmm. I think he's pretending to be Dole at this point. He goes, abortions for none. I screwed it up. Right. It's abortions for all. And everyone's like, boo. And he goes, very well. Abortions for none. And boo. And he's like, abortions for some. Your American flags for others. Yay.
And then at Classic. The end, they build a giant ray gun targeted at a planet that no one's ever heard of, which is still more useful than the war in Ukraine.
Okay, let's play another piece of tape here about aliens. Again, I feel like this whole news week has been built for thought crimes.
Yeah.
We got like dead chefs at Martha's Vineyard. We got the turtle like short circuiting. We got indictments. We got Hunter Biden's lawyer doing blow and, you know, bongs out on it. This whole week has just been built for thought crimes. And they just got hearings on aliens. Oh, yeah, nothing to see here. Just hearings on aliens. Okay, so let's go to this one. Oh, yeah. Cut 80. Pretty simple. As a result of your government work, have you met with people with direct knowledge or have direct knowledge of non-human origin craft? Play cut 80.
So crazy.
Mr. Grush, as a result of your previous government work, have you met with people with direct knowledge or have direct knowledge yourself of non-human origin craft?
Yes, I personally interviewed those individuals.
Okay, Blake.
We've got, I just wanted to highlight one of the comments that we have here. A lot of people are saying I should deport E.T. Not saying I would deport E.T., but if I did, it would be very tremendous. It would be tremendous. I've never liked that movie, to be honest. But.
Extra E.T. Go Home?
Yeah, E.T. should go home. I like that like part E.T.? Of it. But the implication is that he shouldn't have had to go home. But, you know,
that's a Spielberg film, I think, if I remember correctly.
It is.
Yeah. He's always scheming.
So I guess what my biggest takeaway from all this is just how the media is not really sure how to spin it.
Yep.
I mean, you got to kind of feel a little bit empty if you're kind of like a Roswell, New Mexico alien guy, right? You ever been to Roswell?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Roswell?
No, I stopped at the thing on my way down to Phoenix.
So Roswell is in alien culture, which again, I'm open-minded. It is the Mecca. That is well said, Jack. Yeah. It is the place where all the sightings happen. I've been to Roswell a couple times. Oh,
yeah. Spoke there last year.
Yeah. Pastor really? Troy Smotherman is there. A great church there. It's actually really right wing there. Yep. Yvette is there. It's right near the Permian
that's
Basin.
That's what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
No, that's what I'm saying. That there is these are natural allies for sort of like the populist Trumpian right.
Alien people?
They're the people who are going to fly the jet into the enemy mothership, like at the end of Independence Day.
That's not even a joke. Randy Quaid is a huge Trump supporter.
But that's why I'm saying, though, Jack, is that if aliens invaded or it became public knowledge, and I think the country would become more conservative. That's why I believe that. It's because then the alien people are right, and then they have a power base. Right. That's naturally adjacent to conservatives.
But there is a bit where they're attacking, you know, traditional institutions, because according to this UFO guy, the Vatican found a UFO and teamed up with Mussolini to hide it, which I think gets lost in the shuffle of this story. Like, maybe the guy has been told something, but he does literally believe that the Vatican dug up a UFO.
Let's be clear that you want Trump as your president when everyone finds out aliens are real.
He definitely needs to be the leader that we take them to. Even if he's not president, we should just take
you
them.
You do not want Joe Biden as your president when everyone finds out.
Could you imagine saying, take me to your leader, and they take you to Joe Biden, and he's like...
That used to be a meme.
This used to, like, this, and you, this can used you to take be us a meme. To someone else?
So,
no, that would be like Mars attacks. They would destroy us.
So, but
they'd like Trump.
If you're a Roswell, New Mexico guy, and you've been working on the alien thing your whole life, and you're like, they're covering it up. It's a big thing, and like the books and all this, and like, and then all of a sudden there's like this widely publicized congressional hearing.
Yeah.
And it's got to be kind of deflating, right?
Yeah.
Because the energy and the sexiness of the alien topic was the cover up.
Yeah.
It's like a Ray Bradbury short story. This is something Ray Bradbury would write. Like the aliens would land and they'd go around and everyone would be too distracted. They're like working too hard. It'd be like, and then what if the aliens came and nobody cared?
But it's like when like a, it's almost the same as when like a band.
They do a show of their power by like vaporizing an American city, but they pick East Palestine, Ohio. So like, you know,
but
no
it's like
cares.
When a,
we hate those people.
It's like when a, well,
that is the Dave Ears with dildo.
When an underground band goes pop, that's like gotta be the same feeling that like when you're like the first fan that's gotta be the same feeling that a lot of those people are feeling right now in the Permian Basin.
No, that's got, so it's just for me, I think that's the biggest takeaway because for years at these events, every so often people would give me literature. We're not alone, unacknowledged. By the way, we might have Stephen Greer on the show to talk to him. He's kind of like the leader in this whole thing. And I've never been overly interested in the topic. Honestly, yeah. I guess it's somewhat, you know, curious inducing, but it's just kind of like everyone's just kind of like, oh, okay, so what's on Netflix? It's just kind of, I thought you would have the conventional wisdom is we would have riots in the streets if we deserve, you know,
started talking about it. Yeah.
And now it's kind of just like,
George Norrie, man. Well, we love George. George is introducing this.
George Norrie is nowhere near close. My dad drove us out when we visited, Death Valley like 20 years ago. My dad drove us on a detour and we stopped by Arbel's like compound where this is 20 years ago. This is Coast to Coast AM. This was the overnight. He's the guy who saved overnight radio, literally. But I'd also say though, like, and I don't know, Charlie, how much of these hearings that you watched, but the clip that I've actually seen of them, it seems to be a lot of conjecture. A lot of it is like, oh, my brother's cousin's buddy's pilot definitely saw something that seemed not human because it flew and it may have been a shadow hologram from the 14th dimension. And I'm sitting there going, okay, so do you have the material? Do you have the ship? Do you have like the non-human DNA? Can we see any of this stuff? Oh no, you don't. You just have these like,
so let's get to the most important and final question. Do you want it to be true that there are aliens? That's the real question.
I'm already in the camp based off of like what people have said to us that like there's a good possibility that that's true and you just have to live and keep going. Right. It's just like, I think that the only way that this is going to become public information disseminated in any kind of way is if this Hunter Biden and Joe Biden stuff gets so bad that it's going to obliterate the Democrat Party, or if they were waiting to pull that card. If like the Jeffrey Epstein stuff ever came, like actually started bubbling up and they couldn't control it. I actually believe that there's some kind of element that's true to this. I don't know how true, like where it's like actually alien bodies that they have somewhere, because I've heard other things too. That's like, well, there's craft and there's things that they found that are really odd, that are deep underground or whatever it is. I think they're waiting to sit on whatever the release that is, because the deep state will use that as a cover up for whatever they're going to do. And I think that that's been the MO for a lot of things with conspiracy related stuff for the last 80 years.
So Jack, do you want are you cheering for the aliens? Are you hoping that there's another dimension that is among us?
Well, I mean, I'll put it this way. The Bible tells us about other dimensions all the time. However, those dimensions that it's referring to, and in many of the descriptions of, shall we say, otherworldly beings, it does match up with some of the stories that you hear from people who've had UFO sightings. Only in the Bible, they're described as not aliens, but angels.
Nephilim.
Or the Nephilim, demons, demonic offspring.
That's right.
A variety of potential non-human beings that could exist. So, you know, I would say that if you're a Bible believing Christian, then yes, you should and obviously should believe in non-human beings.
Well, there you go. We got a lot of hate mail today when someone says the Bible does not support aliens. C.S. Lewis disagreed, actually. C.S. Lewis said it does not contradict the truths of the Bible. Okay, I want to tell you guys about one of our partners here today. Let me find it. Let's see. Oh, it's saved here somewhere. Ah, here it is. Is this the first one? Yep, CBD Distillery. Okay, do you need better sleep? 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. So look, I'm not a fan of weed or any of that crap. But this is not THC, okay? This is a completely different thing. And you got to listen because it's helped a lot of people, okay? We vetted them. Andrew and I went through a whole phone call. We asked the tough questions. We asked for ingredient profiles and safety stuff. It's got none of the crap of THC. Could you use more calm? 81% of people say CBD helps with stress and anxiety, 100% organic. Suffering with pain after exercise, 80% report less pain after physical activity. Enjoy better focus and concentration potentially. Full range of carefully formulated CBD and other plant-based solutions packaged with whole body healing plant compounds and vital nutrients. 100% clean ingredients. No artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. Recommended by Dr. David Free, Mayo Clinic trained internist and preventative health specialist. Over 2 million satisfied customers. Go to cbdistillery.com. That is cbdistillery.com. Try the CBD source that we trust on the Charlie Kirk Show. If you're frustrated with a health concern that's not getting better, this is not a drug. It has no THC. It's worth looking into. Let's get you on the right path with a 20% discount. It has this trash promo code POSO. I don't know who put that in there, but it's cbdistillery.com. Whatever you do, don't use promo code POSO. It's a waste of time. cbdistillery.com, 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code Kirk, cbdistillery.com. By the way, Nephilim is Genesis 6:4, not Genesis 6:2, for all the theologians keeping score at home.
Do you think we could cut a deal with someone to have promo code POSO raise the price of the product?
No, that's what we need, is that we need to actually have it double the price as soon as they were to use it. By the way, the question is over under. Huh?
Double the amount of CBD.
Yeah, mean like if literally if you want quality. So
over under. What are the chances that there's going to be an extraterrestrial sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show in the next decade? That would be an interesting – that would be – I think Lloyd's of London would take that bet. Okay, let's get to the next topic here. Justice for Hunter or injustice for Hunter? This ties into Blake. Tell it as plainly, and then you can let us know your honest opinion, honestly. Donald Trump – super indicted, what do they call superseding indictment, right? Yeah,
they have a
super duper mega indictment.
Super duper indictment, yeah. So it's a superseding indictment. They have updated the indictment with new charges. So before this, we had the federal charges against Trump were charges against Trump himself. And then what's his name? William Nida, something like that?
Oh, Lada.
Nada.
Nada, is that how it's?
Lata.
Lada, whatever. Anyway, so... then he had his assistant who allegedly was moving boxes around to hide them from the FBI. So we had charges for that. And then the superseding indictment today is...
super duper MAGA.
Super duper seeding indictment is that allegedly they have evidence that essentially the FBI goes to Mar-a-Lago, they're checking it out, and they notice there's these security cameras around. And they're like, okay, that's interesting. So they shoot a friendly email to Trump World, and they're like, hey, you have to... preserve your security footage, and we'd like to see it for some of these things where it's near these rooms. And according to the federal prosecutors, what happens is then, is allegedly, this is all alleged, of course, it could all be untrue. We've certainly had plenty of that with Trump. But they say that what happened is then Trump called one of the staff there at Mar-a-Lago and was like, we need to destroy all of our security footage. And then allegedly that's what they did. And at least as presented in the indictment, it makes you frustrated because it's like, it's not even a grand conspiracy. It's just dumb. Yet you can kind of understand how Trump would be like, they can't have, my security footage. That's my security footage. Get rid of that. It's causing problems. And then, this is the classic FBI, they're not going to find, they can't find any intel that supposedly gave nuclear weapons to China or North Korea or anything. All they can find is like, oh, process crime. You did the bad thing with the Mar-a-Lago security footage. Go to jail.
Jack, what's going on here? This news has been breaking in the last couple hours. We're still processing it. I hate to say it, but we are awfully desensitized. Here we are with a live stream. We lead with UFO aliens. And we're like, MAGA superseding, yeah. Ginormous indictment.
Ultra indictment.
So ultra MAGA. It's sort of like when a movie franchise comes out and the first one happens and everyone's like really excited for it and it's shocking and maybe there's some, race swap casting or maybe there's some great casting in the first one that's original. First Fast and Furious is, and everyone says, oh, that's amazing. Or like the first Expendables, wow, getting all the old stars together, etc. But then by like the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one, you're just kind of bored with it and you're like,
yeah, I've seen this before. I kind of know what happens. I've gone through the motions. You know, maybe I'll catch it on streaming, but I'm not really going to change my schedule for it. And that's basically how I think this is playing out politically. Now, I honestly don't think that any of these indictments are going to move the needle really one way or the other in the primary or the general until we get to the point where one of the trials begins, which I think, as we've seen on the current schedule, the first one is set to be basically right after the Iowa primary, but like right around the time of Super Tuesday. That could still get delayed a little bit there early 2024, but while votes are being cast. And then, of course, if and I would say when, because I do assess that if Trump is indicted in the Washington, D.C. Area for any of these
it's gonna happen.
Charges that are out there, that he will be convicted. Because, I mean, you could somebody said in the comments earlier today that you could charge Donald Trump with the murder of Ashley Babbitt and Washington, D.C. jury would find him guilty. Because that's just how in the tank they are. They do not care about the rule of law. They care about taking out Trump or associated with him. So at that point, then you're going to have the media come out and be laying it's going to be this just every single day. Convicted criminal runs for president over and over and over. And that will be the steady drumbeat that they try to use going into the general.
He's going to get convicted for Bronny James's heart attack. He's going to get that. It's his fault. It's
Operation Warp. Well, that's what DeSantis says, right?
Yeah.
Tyler endorses DeSantis.
There's his shot.
they'll do that. No, but I think what Jack says does bring up one great point, which is they will every single day. They'll be like convicted criminal. Like every single time, it'll be part of his name. It'll be convicted criminal.
Yeah.
Donald Trump in every single article. HuffPo will start putting – does HuffPo still exist? I actually don't know. But if it does exist, they'll start putting it at the bottom of all their articles and they'll be like, Donald Trump is a convicted felon and no convicted felon. And that's how they'll desensitize people to it.
Well, they've already desensitized us. We're just now used to locking in political dissidents and indicting them.
Yeah. It'll just be – it's like impeachment doesn't mean anything now. Soon it'll just be criminal indictments don't mean anything. And eventually it's like – it'll be like the same way you have to write a book before you run for president, even if no one reads it. Like, you can't even be a real GOP presidential contender until you're
Jack,
convicted.
So if we were to Jack, if we were to accept the premise that John F. Kennedy was murdered by our government, if we were, and we could debate that, I certainly think there's a lot of suspicion.
What would we debate there?
Well, are you a JFK normie?
I'm a normie on like every conspiracy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he believes that it's totally normal for a driver not to turn around, bolt action rifle, three shots, perfect precision.
It's
fifth floor,
it's
Texas School of Toss.
Show me someone who can make the shot. Show me someone who can make that
shot. Lee Harvey Oswald, there is nothing at the grassy knoll. What you see is what you believe. Zapruder film. Don't believe your lying eyes. But Blake, thank you for that. I figured. So if the CIA says it, he'll believe it.
Dude,
so I'm half kidding you. Jack. So let's take the assumption, okay, that JFK was murdered by his government. Do you think that the deep state, the administrative state, the Praetorian Guard, like post-tradition of Julius Caesar, right, like stabbing leaders, do you think that this is a metaphorical assassination by another means? What I'm getting at, the administrative state used to take out presidents. Now they take out presidents by this way because it's not as messy. Am I getting on to something? I think Tyler's tracking me. Well, Jack, are you following me?
What you're talking about is actually something that the East German Stasi got into moving from like the 1950s into the 60s and 70s. Yeah. And the great film Lives of Others just explains this at immense length. It's the most fantastic film about communism, as far as I'm concerned, that's ever been made. And it shows how using a system that's one part, I guess I would say equal parts mass surveillance and then equal parts meddling in people's lives, that you can blacklist people, you can smear people, you can destroy their reputation. So this is where we get the phrase character assassination. Mm. So character assassination wasn't originally done by the media. It was done by the Soviet controlled communists in the Democratic Republic of East Germany. Because in that, and you can see it in the film as well, I highly recommend that everyone should go watch The Lives of Others on this. It's like 2.5 hours, but it focuses on a playwright and he's supposed to be writing stuff that's, pro party, but he starts slipping different things in, et cetera. And
that is what they realized would be much easier for them to do. It would require much less moving parts, fewer moving parts, less secrecy. So you wouldn't really need to keep that many people in on it. And this actually became something that after the fall of the Soviet Union, the fall of East Germany, that people were able to go in. And people can go visit this, by the way. If you go to Berlin, you can actually go to the museum and request your file or request your family's file and then see what they were looking at. This is actually the final scene of the movie, not to give it away, but that you can actually go and find what they were doing. And so I hope, Charlie, that when we win, that we will finally be able to request the files on all of us.
Yeah, I mean, so look, this is nothing new. They took out Socrates. They tried to take out Jesus. That didn't work very well.
Socrates probably deserved it.
For corrupting the children?
Corrupting the youth. Dude,
we all know the charging documents.
Yeah, you know, just you got to watch the clouds.
That being said, Socrates just walked around denouncing democracy. So, you know, there's that.
He asked questions about the deeper things. By the way, democracy is a terrible idea. But they took out Abraham Lincoln. They took
democracy
out.
Is in the Bible, Charlie?
Democracy is not in the Bible, nor is it in the Constitution.
Kingdoms a lot.
Kingdoms and a republic. But anyway, so what I'm getting at, though, Blake, and feel free to, you know, normalize the conversation back to whatever they talk about at Dartmouth, is this idea of the leader has to be taken out. They're doing this by other means. Blake.
I mean, maybe. Like, I just think a lot of
it. You see a pattern here? Well, Lincoln, it's such a, no, JFK.
But even like that, this is what Jack is talking about. In the almost 100-year experiment, you know, it wasn't quite 100 years, but like 80-plus years experiment of the Soviet Union, this was what the Soviets learned over the course of decades, which is like you go from like this like, you know, iffy type of, you know, push from Lenin, then Stalinism was a little bit too rough, and then over the course from Stalin all the way out to the end of the Soviet Union, this is exactly what they learned with all of the dissidents that existed. And they ultimately failed because the people rose up. But this is exactly what happened. You're exactly right. This is they're finding new ways. And what's scary is thinking about the people taking
out. It's assassination
out.
By the means, because it's not as messy. Because when you do assassinate someone, Blake, you could at least agree there's a mourning, there's a political fallout. It's not as easier to control.
Man, I don't even think about the people for Trump. I feel like they could kill Trump and they would like literally turn around within hours. And say,
I mean, so like
Trump brought this on himself with his dark rhetoric.
Why don't they do that then, Blake? I'm being honest.
Because
like,
I'm a normie. I don't think they just assassinate people willy-nilly, you know.
You don't even know who they're taking out now.
Do you think Caesar was assassinated, or do you think that it's all just
course,
like...
We know Caesar was assassinated in public, but
at least we got
you know,
that
with
one, like,
JFK thing. With the JFK thing, you know, it's like the moon landing. We just can't believe that America was so great we could land a man on the moon. We can't, with JFK, we can't believe that the Marines used to do stuff besides hold, like, drag balls.
Wait, hold on.
So they used to be able to teach men marksmanship, that they could hit a moving target
Lee Harvey
at 100
Oswald
yards.
Was, like, the worst marksman in his class. Why did the car slow down? Why was it a convertible? Why didn't the driver turn around? What happened to JFK's head? Warren Commission was chained 25 times. 50 witnesses that disappeared. Why was the motorcade?
50 witnesses
Hold on, one
that
second.
Disappeared?
LBJ was ready.
Yeah, why was LBJ supposed to be on there? He didn't went a different direction. Why did the motorcade route change? I could go on and on and on. This is like the most basic stuff. It goes even deeper, by the way.
Why did he assume the presidency on the plane?
Yeah, I mean, it's like all these different things. By the way, it all could just be a coincidence. It could be a coincidence that Jack Ruby happened to go to the same club as Cuban international terrorists, you know, happen to go then kill Lee Harvey Oswald. Like, it could be all a coincidence. Or it could be like, it takes more faith to believe that it's all just like normal and that there might have been either aforementioned,
bad people,
you know, information. And by the way, all these witnesses, there were 20 of them that swore under testimony in the Warren Commission that there were people at the Grassy Knoll. That, and if you go there, you could literally downtown Dallas, Texas School Book Depository, it's right there, right near the highway. You could see it. And then not to mention, you're going to hate this, Blake. He's going to lose his mind. Back and to the left.
Well, but you're missing a very important reason his head moves back into the left is that his head explodes.
Hold on. We want to get the Zapruder film. He goes forward first, holding up here, and then boom. You could see a bullet enter the front.
No, you
right
don't see
lobe.
The bullet enter. You see his head explode. You know, it's the part. Yeah, that's what happens.
I think we've been through this.
You know, but it could. But let's pretend what I would you're say right. Is, let's zoom out a bit. The CIA this would be by far the most successful thing the CIA has ever done, because they're otherwise super incompetent.
Well, it's not that successful because like half the country believes they did it.
We have a lot of records of like every single thing the CIA has done that's been a huge disaster and everyone needs to disavow.
This was a disaster too.
Apparently not. This was apparently a huge success.
Yeah, yeah, he was able to.
No one stepped out. No one's like given the family jewels.
You don't know what the CIA has been successful at though. That's what I'm saying. Like,
we do. Because when the CIA is successful, even barely, they tell us all about it.
Yeah, but think about all the people they've taken out of our society that we don't even know about.
We know everything the CIA has ever done with like Operation Ajax,
to the cracks.
Anything they've ever been happened.
I got a question, Blake. Is there a conspiracy theory you believe?
I'd say the conspiracy theory I believe the most is it's like lame ones. Like Bill Ayers probably wrote Obama's first memoir because there's no
that
other evidence.
So
that,
lame.
There's no other evidence Obama's ever written anything.
That's like
that
the most
cool.
Boring conspiracy yeah. theory. Who cares? Who
exactly.
wrote his memoir?
The conspiracy theories that are real are kind of boring. That's just, you know, that's just how it is, unfortunately.
Wait, I mean, so it's like that's your conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
I was expecting like Creature of Jekyll Island, Federal Reserve.
We should support support everyone's own focus on their own.
You guys just want to make me trans conspiratorial. This is conversion therapy.
So no on Titanic, no on the Bilderberg Group, trilateral commission.
That's a wild one. Like, I think my favorite Titanic conspiracy theory is the one that the Titanic didn't sink. They sank the Olympic, which is such a strange conspiracy theory to even come up with, where it's like, why? They're like, they had to sink the Olympic for the insurance by pretending it was the Titanic, and they couldn't just sink the actual Titanic. People come up with really strange ones out there.
So the topic,
you know they're Jack, speaking of assassinations, though, you know that there's a big assassination they're trying to overturn right now. They are now trying to exonerate the convicted assassins of Malcolm X. This is the latest, like Ben Crump, he's the BLM lawyer thing where he says he's got a witness to Malcolm X's assassination who says that he was never interviewed and that the FBI actually was part of this and they wanted to take out Malcolm X and I find a little bit strange because keep in mind that the Nation of Islam essentially at that point had issued, you know, I guess what you would call a fatwa against Malcolm X at this point because he didn't want to go in for the extreme anti-white racism and anti-Semitic racism that the Nation of Islam was preaching. And so Louis Farrakhan was essentially pushing for these killers to go out into Harlem and do this. But yeah, apparently they've got this 84-year-old, eyewitness who says that, no, it wasn't those guys. It was the police.
I have a favorite conspiracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
That none of you are going to care about. That Avril Lavigne is not Avril Lavigne.
I've heard this one.
That Avril Lavigne was replacement conspiracy theory. It's
like Paul is dead, but like for
it's basically like the modern version of Paul is dead.
Which one is Avril Lavigne?
Avril Lavigne is a
Canadian
skater boy. You probably know.
Oh, okay.
My sister, when she was in like fifth grade and the song came out, she wanted to make a radio station that would only play the song Skater Boy all day. And this is before YouTube, so you couldn't play the same song all day.
So the replacement theory generally goes like this.
The true great replacement.
That
which replacement
Avril
theory?
Avril Lavigne disappeared, right? The Avril replacement theory. The great, Avril Lavigne replacement theory. Is that she disappeared out of the eye of public and then all of a sudden popped back up and she looks just like the same way people like question Joe Biden's Joe Biden, that she looks just off, like she doesn't sound the same. There's a lot.
So this is the one you're going to the
I'm just saying it's the most interesting for people that are like in public because again, when you look at these like Joe Biden conspiracies about like his like wrinkled back of his head,
his earlobe,
stuff,
everything
and all that
about
stuff.
We can freak
every time
everything.
I see that
he had a facelift.
Now, I don't even
he just
think
had
about
a facelift.
Well,
that
I understand that. I'm not saying I agree with all of those, but I've seen some really. But every time I see that, I think of Avril Lavigne. That's all I think about. It's like, is Avril Lavigne actually Avril Lavigne? And we'll never know because no one cares that much.
So let's play the Zapruder film. Zapruder film, right around – you just watch this, Blake.
Have the Zapruder film.
Yeah, of course, 3:30.
Just remind everyone, this started with us discussing the Trump indictment.
No, 100%. Right. Look, I asked a very simple question. Why don't they just take him out like they did with JFK? Okay, so let's put the Zapruder frame on film. Remember, motorcade is going slower than it should, half the speed. It was changed at the last moment. It's a convertible. The driver doesn't turn around. Look at the driver. Doesn't turn around. Here we go. This was the mistake. Zapruder wasn't supposed to be filming. Let it rip. Mm-hmm. Frame by frame. Here we go. Texas School Book Depository is to the upper left. You have the motorcade going through. There is John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Watch it. And then, boom, he gets hit right there. Hands up. He got hit in the back. No doubt. Bullet from the back. Jackie Onassis's Kennedy goes there. And right about late for about another 2 seconds, you can see his head goes back into the left. Right now, boom. There's no way that bullet came from behind him.
Dude, so the thing is, you know, when you get hit, the reason, like, the human body is large and a bullet is small. Like, it's not like movies where a bullet hits you and the guy goes flying mm-hmm. through the window, because it doesn't, like, he got hit in the brain. Like, what happens is his body is going because, like, the way, you know, it's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The dude gets hit in the head with the hammer and starts twitching.
You just said it's not like movies and then gave you a movie.
Oh, yeah, but that's just okay, admittedly, you got me there. But, you know, when you get, when your brain is spazzing out because, like, a giant piece of metal blew it to smithereens, like, your body can twitch in various ways. I don't think it's proof you got hit from the front. Because, for one, why does the fragment of his head explode out from the front of his head?
What happened to his head, Blake?
What do you mean, what happened to his head?
Why was there never an autopsy?
I don't think they needed to figure out how he died.
What, wouldn't it be interesting to find out the actual entrance of where the bullet went in?
Yeah. I think they were actually just not able to figure out how it did, because his head got blown to smithereens.
Oh, does producer Andrew believe the CIA narrative? I didn't know that. He believes the Warren Commission. That's incredible.
Oh, the CIA narrative?
Yeah.
It's like the magic bullet, where, like, the answer to the magic bullet theory is, like, the car is actually just not a normal car. It's different elevations.
Here's the way that I know that the CIA did it. I've stood in that spot and I felt it. I've been there.
That's a lot of conspiracies.
I felt it.
No,
time I go back, I know the CIA is evil.
Let me clarify. The driver does turn around. He never slowed down or stopped the car. That he accelerated, which people say they're trained to do. And there's
I'd assume that's what you'd want to do. Get out of
but
there.
But he didn't.
Yeah, you were trained to accelerate.
I've stood in the window, in the box of the book depository, and by the boxes. And there's just, I felt it. I know that that was a setup. I'm sure Lee Harvey Oswald was there. It was a setup.
I am convinced. RFK agrees, by the way. Blake is the campaign finance chair.
Trump believes a lot of things. Here's the bigger picture issue. Trump could have done something really special for America by just releasing it all to the public.
He should have. I would 100%.
Every single bit of this, just utter chaos in the midst of COVID.
I would be fully on board.
We were all at home. We had nothing better to do. He should have immediately executed, like, you know, project, whatever.
All the pedophiles.
I was really just hoping executed everything. Was going to end with something different there. We should just declassify every document that from before September 12th, 2001.
Yeah. Right?
It's been 23 years. You know, if you're still in danger in a foreign country, tough. The world needs to know.
Yeah, exactly.
And right. Just declassify everything. America has too much self-doubt caused by
at least pre-1993. Right, like that's like right around there.
Yeah,
when the Suns went to the finals, lost to the Bulls.
Was it 93? Are you sure? I thought it was 96, 97.
93 finals. Yeah, I'll never forget it.
I guess it was the Jazz in the second round.
The second 2 years, yeah.
Oh, 93 was the last of Michael's first triumphant. Then he chilled and played the White Sox. He played the other three.
Because then the Rockets.
Do you believe that conspiracy theory?
Which one?
The one that it was actually an unofficial suspension because he was in gambling debts.
Oh, 100%.
His dad was murdered.
His dad got murdered.
I believe he might have been involved in his dad's murder.
Yeah, his dad's murder. They blame him.
On the flip side,
I'm not saying he's totally responsible. That is one of the most suspicious things ever, though. It's really weird.
On
really
a counterpoint, it's not very suspicious that, like, two area youths murder a guy for his car. In the 90s, no less.
No, I know, but the reaction to it, if I remember correctly, was very strange.
That's true.
It was like, something, and he had a lot of gambling debt, and he would go to North Carolina a lot and gamble. It was very, very bizarre. And, like, the way Michael took it was not like he was expecting it, but it was, it wasn't like this. It wasn't the simple, it was very heavy, right? Almost like he largely felt sick. It was very bizarre. Weird. There could be more to it. I don't know. I'm a big Michael fan, but I know people at that situation, they said
that also should be exposed. They also
Michael was and is a compulsive gambler. Okay, Jack, tell us about our partner.
Folks, you need to check out Noble Gold Investments because right now Noble Gold is seeing a surge of gold buyers, and you can understand why. It's pushing gold within $2,000, and it's really not surprising. We're practically at war with Russia right now. Proxy war, right? And the government also guarantees all deposits of the second largest and third largest bank runs in history. What does this mean? It means more money printing. The Fed just raised interest rates by another quarter basis points. You know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. From billionaires to multimillionaires to institutional investors, Noble Gold Investments is seeing an unprecedented gold buying spree. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth now. Use the must be a typo here because it says use promo code Charlie to bag a free 5 ounce American.
Do you even have a, does he have a promo code? Does he have a promo code with Noble Gold Investments?
Like I don't know if he does.
With each gold
like
or IRA, if you qualify, noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com promo code. I'm just going to spell it out here. Charlie.
He doesn't even have a promo code with Noble Gold Investments.
Yeah, Charlie Hotel Alpha Romeo Lima India Echo. I'm not sure what that
is. I bet Jack only gets sponsored by Ig Noble Gold.
Nobody. Ignoble Gold.
You're killing me.
Wow. Really bad Star Wars joke.
Okay, let's move on. Next is the Ron DeSantis Byron Donalds controversy. Blake, what's going on here?
Okay, so this is a slightly more in the background, but there's been this spat. Everyone's okay. Admittedly, it's popular to beat up on DeSantis now, and some of it, I think, over the campaign stuff, fine. But everyone's, of course, also going after his record in Florida, and they've had this running dispute in Florida over their education standards on different things. And at the start of the year, they shot down this AP class. Like after George Floyd, the College Board went out and said, "We're going to make this AP African and African American history class for American high schoolers. That'll totally not be a weird political joke." Florida shoots that down, but now they have their own education standards. And the controversy here specifically is, let me bring up the exact quote here. It's that in the Florida Department of Education standards for how you're going to teach middle school history, they state that American slaves developed skills which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit. And so a sort of dry line, but this has become this blow up. DeSantis is defending it. And then Byron Donalds, the congressman, we've worked with a lot, good guy. He's been critical of it and believes they should change it. But it's being pointed out that a very similar standard actually exists in that very politicized, relatively left-leaning AP class that they had. And just to give my own take on it, I think you can sort of see how this would happen, where there was the progressive reason they put this in is they didn't want to say, like, slaves had no ability, no agency. They were all just manual laborers who did nothing. They were acquiring skills. Many of them earned wages with those skills. They used that to buy their freedom, so on and so forth. But then other people are saying, like, oh, they're saying that slavery was good for them, and that's what they're saying. And it's like you can't win with it. That's how it comes off to me anyway. And I think it's a mistake for him to sort of blow up at this. And it might be that he senses everyone's kind of getting their little jab in at DeSantis right now.
Jack, how should we think about this?
I mean, I honestly, like, there are some times where there are things that should be defended regardless of what side you are on in a primary. And one of those is standing up for the truth about American history. And I think personally that that's what the DeSantis administration, or even this was a task force. It wasn't even something that he said himself that wasn't done at the political level. This was done. They appointed people to a task force. They put it together. And by the way, they actually had black professors on the task force to put it in. So I don't think that we should be like blowing up DeSantis over this. Now, I think it's silly that he's turned it into like a primary issue and going after Trump surrogates and Byron Donalds and all this stuff. I don't think that's probably the best move for him right now. But at the same time, it sounds to me like nobody was seriously saying that, oh, by the way, slavery was good. It sounds to me like they were saying this is just what obviously happened during that time frame.
Yeah, I'm actually more kind of on – DeSantis' side here, to be honest, from a policy perspective. I don't really sympathize with Byron on this.
It's just a weird thing to criticize. Like, it's just like, again, I think that when we're looking for digging for things to criticize DeSantis about and like the state of Florida, like that's going to like start to turn on Trump people, right? Like, so it's like, just like knock that off. Like, there's no need to do that stuff. And here's the other thing. I don't know. Byron's wife is like super, she's a wonderful person. She's super involved with educational freedom mm-hmm. issues throughout the state of Arizona. She was actually just here in Arizona meeting with a bunch of our legislators. Really wonderful. But it's like, this like is a total distraction from all the positive things that like everybody's doing. And it's like, okay, let's just focus on, let's just not like, we don't need to overly like sick our teeth into, you know, just because of the political. I just hate that. I hate that crap in general. I hate when Trump people do it to other people. I hate when DeSantis people right now are doing it to Trump people. It's like, there's a lot of good that everybody can talk about. Let's just like, just keep moving
on. Yeah. And I just want to say it, you can have your own dog in the race. Don't like go against your principles. I mean, like there's some fights not to pick. I don't know. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Here's the other thing too. I'm not defending Byron. I don't know what happened here, but like, there's a good chance that maybe this is the world that you live in when you're a congressman. When you're talked to constantly by staffers, by Hill staffers in particular, who are like, did you hear that they said this, that was part of this? And he may have heard some kind of like explanation that was a little bit off, and he commented on it a little bit too hastily. And here we are. So.
Yeah,
I would suspect that was part of it, but I don't know.
Yeah, so Blake, just build out again. What are the specifics here? Because the NBC News says Byron Donalds calls on Florida to correct Black history standards on slavery.
There's so little to it. It's literally what we had from Politico. There, it's a single line,
a single sentence.
Let me bring it up here again. This is from Politico. No. The Florida Department of Education adopted new teaching standards for middle schoolers to learn that, quote, just prepare yourself. This is going to be the most racist thing you've ever heard in your life. Quote, slaves develop skills which, in some instances, could be applied for their personal benefit. Unquote.
Okay, so why is that untrue?
Because it's suggesting that what the subtext of this is, because liberals are very good at finding subtext. The subtext of this is that really meant when they wrote this standard, allegedly, is that they were saying slavery was a good thing and we should bring slavery back today, and make it worldwide. And that's really what, you know, the DeSantis administration was trying to say. That's what they're alleging. And, you know, with that little word of, you know, using skills. And so that's what was really going on, apparently. And so we have to get rid of it, and we have to tear down every statue ever. We have to, in fact, dig up statues that we tore down 3 years ago, put them on a pedestal again, and then rip them down again, and then melt them down and turn them into, I don't know, like ugly. Yeah, I don't know where I was actually going with that.
It's funny you mentioned that, because in communist China during the Cultural Revolution, which was the revolution within the revolution that Mao launched against his own party, at one point he actually had Red Guard youth going in, and they were digging up bodies of like former emperors and members of royal families to then hang the actual dead bodies and then flog them again for the purpose of showing their revolutionary fervor, even though these people had worked for decades.
Before we get too smug about that, I think Arlington is still moving ahead with their plan to smash the Confederate monument at Arlington National Cemetery.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. And I would say the Lee family is probably next on the list.
Probably. Very, very unfortunate. Very nasty people. Nasty people, as a certain future president and probably future. Yeah, a certain once in future president once said.
Okay, let's play.
Blake said it. I heard it.
Let's play cut 118.
Claire, is Congressman Donalds in favor of the new standards?
Nicole, the simple answer is yes. He thinks that Florida's new standards will do an overall good job at teaching Black history. But he, along with many critics, thinks one section could use an adjustment.
He's among the more prominent African-American Republicans in the nation. And he's got a problem with part of Florida's new African-American history curriculum. Congressman Byron Donalds told me over Zoom.
Obviously, slavery was terrible in our country. It was terrible for Black people coming to America. And it was just flat out wrong, no doubt about that.
Okay, so what am I missing here? Let's play cut 113, Megyn Kelly with a professor on the curriculum.
How do you respond to the charge you want to replace history with lies?
Well, let me first make an observation that helps us think through this. We know the vice president well, and we know that when she speaks spontaneously, she has an unavoidable cackle. But when she's speaking from a script, she's very grave and very serious. So we know she's following a script here. And the script is that she has to reject what is common sense in the name of an ideological agenda.
Okay.
Boom, headshot. It just smoked her.
So I like this guy, Dr. William Allen. How familiar are you with him, Blake?
Not at all. This is the first I've ever seen him.
This is a new intellectual who's rather spicy and based.
He's almost as based as Kamala's dad.
No, this guy's amazing. And by the way, he's a Michigan State University emeritus. Like he's authored at the Imaginative Conservative. How many of these guys are out there that we've never heard of in like right wing intellectual world, right? I mean, this guy has published several books. Wow, some really base stuff. Rethinking Uncle Tom, the Political Philosophy of H.B. Stowe.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, he's also a fellow at the Mackinac Center, which is center right. So I don't really know why we're all of a sudden learning about this guy. Anyway, it just shows that the conservative movement is so dysfunctional. Here we have this insanely based professor from Michigan State University that no one knows about, and we've had this racial reckoning for 3 years. It's like, you could have been helpful. All right, here's cut 119. I got to be honest, like I sympathize. I don't like how DeSantis barks in this video. I'll be honest, he doesn't come across well at all. But I'm with DeSantis on the policy here. You shouldn't change this thing. Play cut 119.
Were there beneficial aspects to slavery?
That's not what the curriculum says.
What do you think?
In the curriculum is very clear. You have, I think it's like 200 plus pages of all kinds of stuff that you can't read that. Have you read it?
So what's your opinion?
Have you read it?
I'm asking your opinion, but
you haven't read it. So I'm just making that clear. That makes it very clear about the injustices of slavery in vivid detail. So anyone that actually read that and then listens to Kamala would know that she's lying.
This is DeSantis at his best. Why he's dressed like he's driving a Greyhound bus is beyond me.
He's always reenacting the rat race movie.
He's excellent. I mean, it was not exactly
Next stop,
right.
Owl it's Street.
Not, what? I mean, it's not the best tone, but I got to be honest. I am sympathetic with Ron DeSantis.
Even the tone is great. That's all of his clips during COVID were like the same thing. You know, just like, you haven't even read it. You don't know what you're talking about. And I'm going to find a new way to pronounce Kamala, Kamala, Kamala. I bet we could pronounce Kamala's name 70 different ways.
I think it's so funny when he has that Midwestern accent that comes out when he does that stuff. But like DeSantis, this is the point. DeSantis just talking like a normal dude, just saying the things that people think. This is the tone that like made DeSantis likable to people, right? It's like, I'm just going to go out and talk and I'm not going to be handled by people all day long.
I mean, that's what it is. It's like, it was all fine. And then he started running against Trump and it's like and that's what's driving this too, unfortunately, is like primaries do unfortunately make parties sort of go insane. And we have to oppose this because our opponent in this incredibly niche ideological feud that will be forgotten entirely in 10 years took the wrong side on this
of a sentence thing. In a yeah, curriculum
exactly
that, yes
but his response like his organic response to people right like that's so much better than like him like going to campaign events in Iowa where he's like like laughing at not funny jokes, right?
And he delivers the answer, he doesn't hee-hawing.
Like, I would rather you just like talk about stuff that matters, that like I want to hear like what you actually think about those things, like in like tidbits.
And he spoke without like taking his hand and like covering his face. Yeah, like just he had to hit his like, the hidden reset like, button like, that he had like inside yes, his like yes. nose or something and then just like reactivate.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of what happened with Trump. Like Trump's funniest moments, we talked about this the other day, when like the TikTokable moments of Trump or when he's organically just responding to people and you're like, oh my gosh, that guy's funny. Like, oh my gosh, like I agree with what he's saying. Oh my gosh. Like if you don't give yourself the opportunity to have those moments and you're just going around just like laughing at people's dumb jokes and like meandering through like 20 person events in Iowa, you're not going to win. You're not going to win the country. This is why like everyone dies in Iowa with their campaign.
You can't script the primary. This is unpredictable. You have to kind of throw your candidate out and just let it go.
Get earned media, like yes. Doing stuff that people agree with, and you're going to win.
Yep. Yep.
And build a future for yourself. Like the most detrimental thing is like at this point, not likely DeSantis is going to be the nominee, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone agrees with that. But he's hurting himself so much for the future because like, again, you only get so many opportunities to get in front of the American people and like make people think that you're somebody that they can have any kind of faith in. And right now, this is the problem that exists with this whole thing is like, we love these moments, right? Like, yeah, I agree with him more than Byron. And Byron's a really likable guy. So like one of these situations is like, you know, Byron kind of looks really bad in this scenario and DeSantis looks really like, you know,
I have an option. I have a potential solution to solve all the sides on this. I agree with Kamala Harris. We should shut down the Florida teaching on slavery and replace it with a new teaching on slavery taught exclusively by Kamala Harris's own father.
I could get behind that. I like that. And it would include with him ending where he just says, you know, Kamala is without honor, I think is the line. That's the line he said about her, I believe.
Wait, he said memory hold.
Whatever happened to him? These people get memory hold.
No, it was totally memory hold. Like, she's running for president.
They're all on an island. I think
they asked her if she liked weed. No, and she was like, the one who said
they
weed.
Were descended from slavery.
I'm from Jamaica.
You guys forgot that?
I'm convinced that, like, Hunter Obama, Sugar Mama, Tony Bobulinski, Malik Obama, Kamala Harris's dad. I think they're all on like an island together, like perpetually being tortured.
No, they're torturing
kids. Should I call Malik Obama right now?
Could oh, and with Ray Epps' daughter, who by the way is like the funniest Twitter follow ever.
Do I still have Malik's number? Oh yeah, I do.
You're gonna call Malik Obama? No, probably not call him.
We should have Malik on Thought Crime.
Oh yeah.
I would totally have Malik.
Was it Malik that said Obama is gay?
I bet we could get in. Ray Epps'
Malik
daughter.
Malik has said
we,
a lot of stuff.
Ray Epps' daughter way, could probably
how,
come in.
How did we not? Is the Obama thing in the deck today for us? How is that not in the deck for us today?
We could probably pivot. We could just pivot.
Okay, so now that we're talking about Obama. Board. So since we only believe what the news tells us, as per Blake, obviously a chef who couldn't swim went out on a...
No, he could swim. He could swim.
No, he couldn't. He said he couldn't in an Instagram post.
No, but there was a video. Mm. There was a video of him later on Instagram swimming.
Well, floating's
so,
different.
Well, both are suspicious though, right? So if he couldn't swim, yes, then what actually. The heck was he doing in the water? If he could swim, why did he die? So, Jack, obviously nothing to see here. Just a chef in Martha's Vineyard.
I would throw out there that, and I haven't heard yet, but I mean – Do we have toxicology? Because I could see potentially something where
you trust
if somebody
the toxicologist
were on some,
they have a toxicologist in Martha's Vineyard.
First of all, they could rate the toxicology report.
Thinking through the situation, right? You know, if a guy can swim, he falls off a paddleboard, he doesn't make it back. There's no riptide because of the layout of this pond there. You know, were substances involved of any sort that led to perhaps inebriation and incapacitation the same way they did with, I don't know, George Floyd.
Yeah. I mean, like when I think of paddleboarders, I think of like 30 something athletic black males, right? I mean, totally.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of do, you know,
totally normal.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, Blake, like, you're just thinking about that. You're just thinking about them usually anyway.
Yeah, probably. It's kind of, you know, it's like...
So this is where it gets suspicious. Cut 122, this chef was posting progress that he was then... He can now swim. Play cut 122. Oh, no sound. So look, here he is. He can swim. So if he could swim, then how did he drown?
If he could swim...
Pretty well, too, actually.
Is he... actually? Let me re- let
he's
me
not
see
using
that.
His arms there, so that's just...
He doesn't seem to be swimming that, like he's learning...
That's enough to survive, okay? So maybe he got caught in a bad tide. I mean, no joke.
He's got flippers, yeah.
No joke. If you go to Cabo San Lucas...
Are riptides a thing?
That's what I'm saying. Riptides are no joke.
Yeah, but is that a thing? He's in like a little lake. I would say what stands out to me is one...
No, that's not a lake.
He's the second chef for a Democrat to die in the last 20
right.
years.
But Blake, there's this nothing to Clinton. See there. And everything they tell us is true,
and,
remember?
But he's also the second underling of a prominent Democrat to die on Martha's Vineyard as well.
Wait, so this was in the lake in front of Obama's house, and the depth was 3 to 5 feet in depth?
8 feet, I believe, is what they said. At maximum
Wait, I've got...
depth.
Have you guys seen that there's actually... I'm getting breaking news now that Hillary Clinton has now sent a text message to Barack Obama congratulating him for finally getting his list started. She says, well, Barack, you've got a ways to catch up with me, but I'm glad that you're finally getting there.
You know, if I were Hillary, I know you're joking, but if I were Hillary, I'd lean into that. I would just start making, you're old, you're not going to be president. Go all out, start sending, making every joke that you just had all those people killed.
How's the progress coming on the Obama library, by the way?
A joke.
In Chicago? Sure. It's actually like really, really controversial in Chicago.
Are we going to get a Trump library? Is that even going to happen?
Aren't they trying to take away the Obama library, Charlie?
All this controversy, and they're never there. Like, Obama's never in Chicago.
There's something really weird about this chef thing, man. So, I mean, think about it. If you're a chef, you're working late, you're there early, mm-hmm. you hear things you're not supposed to hear. Right.
You see things you're not supposed to see.
Yeah, there's a lot of access to the inner circle.
You don't want – I saw some memes about
– You see
– Various sausages that are in that kitchen.
I saw some memes about – Yeah, you don't – Yeah, exactly. You never know.
Right, sausages.
I don't
even – Genoa salami.
Yep.
Pepperoni.
Hot dogs.
Just all of a sudden, you know, robes just like fly open. You know, they get caught in that breeze and – You saw too much.
There's a lot of breeze, a lot of nor'easters this time of year up Martha's Vineyard.
You saw too much, and you got to go.
Obviously, everything they've told us is exactly the truth. Jack, tell us about Genucel now that you're on a roll.
Well, since we're talking about things that are not true, I want to tell you something that is true, and I know so because my wife is a huge, huge fan of this. Ladies and fellas too, we got to say, if you're out there in the sun this summer, if you're out there, if you've been enjoying the sun, especially if you were a kid when you did this, do you ever get dark spots? Do you get dark spots on your skin, sun damage? Well, you know what? They don't go away on their own. But now you can get them away with the new dark spot corrector from Genucel. It's right in time for the summer. We know you're out there. We know you're catching those rays. You are catching rays. You're not paddleboarding and you're not going down in Martha's Vineyard. No, no, not you. You are using the dark spot corrector with not one but three cutting edge ingredients going to work fast to target those sunspots, dark spots, even liver spots. It actually works. Doesn't matter how old they are, face, hands, etc. You will be amazed at how fast you see results. So enjoy your summer sun, the beach, the barbecue, paddleboarding in Martha's Vineyard without the embarrassing spots. With Genucel, you'll see the results or your money back, no questions asked. Right now at genucel.com/Kirk, the best product and the most popular product is the Summer Essentials Package. It is a best-selling ultra retinol moisturizer with a powerful retinol alternative for safe use in that sun. So you can go to genucel.com/Kirk, genucel.com/Kirk. And right now, free shipping, free returns, the best luxury skincare you've ever used, all at 70% off and includes a mystery luxury gift while supplies last. Genucel.com/Kirk.
Okay, what is the next topic we have here? We go deeper and deeper into the bowels of unacceptable conversation. So what is next?
The next topic?
Nancy Mace.
We led with aliens, so we're really... Okay, so Nancy Mace. Do we have the tape of Miss Naughty Miss Mace? Okay, this is Cut 114, Neocon Nancy, who is Lindsey Graham in a dress. Play cut, what do we have, 114? Okay.
And when I woke up this morning at 7, I was getting picked up at 7:45. Patrick, my fiance, tried to pull me by my waist over this morning in bed. And I was like, no, baby, we don't got time for that this morning. I got to get to the prayer breakfast and I got to be on time. And a little TMI, but he can wait. We got, I'll see him later tonight.
Can we set this up for a little bit so everyone understands what a prayer breakfast is? Can we please tell people?
Right.
So most people,
Tyler, what's a prayer breakfast in politics?
Most of us,
in the South, are those important? But you know, in any way.
So I am, you know, obviously with Republican stuff, the Republican Party, jointly together with a lot of different organizations, hosts what's often called a prayer breakfast. And so there's a lot of organizations that exist in every state where they are religious organizations, typically church-based organizations, evangelical. Based typically that will host prayer breakfast on behalf of our elected officials. So they'll invite all the elected officials. This is like a sombering
it's
type
the
of
most normie thing in it's a Republican.
It's the
circuit.
Most normie thing, but like usually a pastor will give up. Basically, you know, it'll be a combination between, you know, preaching and a diatribe against Joe Biden. And, you know, they'll invite in usually one Catholic, you know, to come in and say, yeah, you know, and then, so this is like a very religious experience politically. It's like where politics meets religion mm-hmm. once a year, usually in your district. And Nancy rolls in and says this. So like, I was like, somebody please find me like a scene where you see everybody's face because like, this is like she like showed up like still like hungover.
I know
drunk.
That's yeah. right.
She's like so drunk
off about this because she says I think she got up at 7 and she had to head out at 7:45 and that just doesn't sound accurate. I don't think any woman's
the timeline is all screwed up here.
Yeah,
obviously. And then the worst part of all of it is like no, I'll be back tonight. Like whoa.
So
like,
but every pastor will tell you, you know, you can't live with your. You know,
cohabitation's right.
bad in the church,
it's
right?
Not like, acceptable.
It's not acceptable. So she rolled in. She just is like glossing right over that.
Well, she's also, I mean, look, twice divorced, you know, and she's just like, it's my fiance. And then she's also like so.
It's like we were in bed just
overly
frolicking.
Sexual.
That's only allowed if you're the pastor at this.
But again, Tyler makes the best point. This is not the South Carolina Gaming Association, right? Where they're all trying to get like casino licenses, where they're kind of living a little loose,
this
right?
This is even like a campaign event or a GOP event. This
won't,
is like
no, someone
this is like a church
the,
event.
The most pious gathering ever.
Won't this is someone like walking into a church. High standards we expect of South Carolina lawmakers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, South Carolina. I got to be honest. Like the worst people come from South Carolina. It's just so. I mean, worst politicians. You know,
they peaked with John C. Calhoun, and it's
no,
just
he
only
sucked.
Been.
He was terrible.
Well,
so
I like the governor.
Yeah, and
I do like the governor.
But then, and then she sent out this tweet. She's like, I'm not a saint. I'm a sinner. Like, okay, like I'm not overly shocked, Nancy Mace. Like you're twice divorced. It's a fiance. But like you're also kind of, you're like, you're what you're doing is you're insulting people that are religious. Yeah, that's what you're doing.
You could imagine
that's the key here.
You could imagine another way where she'd be like, yes. Okay, and after this, I'm going to go like, you know,
do a
casino.
Bunch of blow.
Yeah, do a bunch of blow, run to the casino, play the slots, you know, 50 times.
Yeah.
And then.
She's just so nonchalant. The scary part about this whole thing with Nancy is that she's so nonchalant about what she said.
No, this is
was completely unaware of her surroundings.
She was inches away from taking applications for a threesome. Like it was like she's like, oh, by the way, if you want to join us tonight, 7 p.m. Like whoa, Jack.
She was really advertising her relationship.
Yeah, my take on it, it's basically what you said, Charlie. Because I was the one that first really blew up this video, and she responded to me on Twitter today, and I've gone at her on Twitter for years at this point. Basically,
say you've gone at Nancy Mace. You got to be careful with your wording, Jack.
Gone. I've chased her. I've pursued her.
Wait, what did she say back to you today, Jack? I didn't even see that.
She was the one. This was the one where she responded something about like, well, that's why I go to church because I'm a sinner and not a saint.
Oh, that was a response to you?
It was a response to me. Yeah.
I didn't realize.
I dropped it in the chat. You could actually just read that.
It's like
I didn't realize it was.
Know your audience. Like, by the way, what you're doing is you're profaning a holy gathering. Is what you're doing.
Well, this is South Carolina too. This isn't even like the Northeast or Arizona.
I just thought it was disrespectful to the people that were gathered for a prayer. To be honest, that if you're going to get up, like I'm not going to get up there and start cutting promos like I'm on Thought Crime if I'm going to like a pro-life prayer march or a meeting or something like that. I'm going to be respectful of the event, respectful of the people there. And you know, there is a time and a place. If it's after 9 p.m. here East Coast, like I am, you're on a place like Thought Crime, know what you're going to get into. It's like, I mean, it's like Charlie Kirk going around telling
it's just the awareness.
It's, It's like that old moral stone.
It doesn't make it true, but it doesn't make Charlie not say it.
It's the awareness thing. This is the shocking thing. This is the horrifying thing. It's like, again, I have no problem with how any of these people live their lives. I really don't care. I seriously, Charlie knows, I just don't care. Like, I just don't care about how people operate in their own personal time. But it's like, what's scary is like, if you don't have the wherewithal to understand like who you're speaking to on the campaign trail,
zero self-awareness.
How do I know that you're going to have the wherewithal of who you're addressing when you're a member of Congress in important alien, you know, fact-finding missions, right? Like, how do I know? How do I trust you? You know, and sometimes it's like, this is just as much to me like a Mitch McConnell glitch, you know? Like, I would rather have Mitch McConnell like get up in front of people and like be wiped clean like he was this week than Nancy Mace get in front of groups and do this. That's how serious I think this is as a member of Congress, is like, you should know who you're addressing, who you're talking to. And by the way, we're trying to like get more evangelicals to vote. Like, this isn't helpful. Like, this stuff isn't helpful. It doesn't like instill confidence in our members
Almost
of Congress.
Every neoconservative in DC has the most degenerate personal life. I'm just going to be honest. It's like, yeah. A one-to-one correlation. I mean, I could think of a couple exceptions maybe. Give me an hour. I'm not going to name names.
I have been told by people who have known her for multiple years that there was a change in the appearance of Miss Nancy Mace sometime over the last couple of years or so.
I think a glow up of some sort.
We have our own Nancy Mace here in Arizona, and it's it's just the thing that happens.
Who is it?
A thing that happens.
You mean
tide goes in, goes out.
No.
At the state level. I know who you're talking about.
In the Barbie dress today?
No. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
She got booed off our stage.
Yep. I know who you're talking about.
Oh, I was there for that. I remember her.
Yep.
Michelle. But I mean, look, this is like, I feel bad for people. I legitimately do. Like, the stuff that happened with Marjorie Taylor Greene, even Lauren Boebert, like getting divorced and like their lives are like becoming a member of Congress, getting in the midst of all this stuff. Like, this is a stressful, unexpected. If you're not prepared for it, like, your life is going to get rocked by this stuff. You're going to change. You're going to get influenced. You're going to get influenced by weirdo lobbyists and crazy people. That's why you should stay away from the city of DC. Staying away from the city of the District of Columbia is going to make your life innumerably better. And that's why we should try to have our representatives stay as far away from there as possible.
I've been here for like 12 years, man. Why you got to do me like that?
You're not spending every day in DC.
Some, I assume, are good people. It will be really depressing when God is unable to find JD 40 Vance righteous men. And so he has to.
JD Vance said that today in the Senate.
What did he say?
He was talking about I think he was talking about Biden appointees or something. He's like, Biden's appointees are unqualified. Biden's appointees are diversity hires. They're terrible. They're worse. They're awful. Some, I assume, are good people.
All right. We have about 10 minutes remaining. We want you guys to do the super chats, or whatever they call it. Rumble chat rants. All right. What else do we have then? Blake, we have a deep web reveal.
Oh, well, we should hit Aldean. We have to revisit.
Oh, I think that's right. So we got 10 minutes. Jason Aldean. What is going on here, Jack, with Jason Aldean? What's the truth?
Well, actually, so funny enough, I mentioned Jason Aldean tonight. We've seen there's been an editing of Jason Aldean's video. So we talked about it last week. We put out this BLM Antifa video, and then it was updated since our show to be 6 seconds shorter. And a lot of people pointed out that some of the scenes that were removed were scenes particularly that depicted the BLM violence in Atlanta from 2020. Now, the record label basically came out and said, well, that was because of a copyright claim from the local Fox network that said it was, it was due to their copyright claim and they hadn't gotten the permission for it. And that's why they took it out. But of course, I pointed out online, and a few others pointed out, why didn't you just replace it with other footage? Why did you remove the footage completely? And, you know, personally, I think that in general, the main reason that this became so controversial to begin with is because, and people said, well, what about, you know, these other violent, what about rappers who have violent lyrics, or Ice Cube, who has a, you know, from NWA, which is a group whose name that I couldn't even say publicly, right? And it's because Jason Aldean is white and he's talking about BLM violence. He's talking about black-driven violence, or at least the video depicts that. And if the lyrics don't explicitly say that, we all know what's going on here. And that is the cardinal rule in America, that you're not allowed to talk about black violence. And by the way, I mention all this while my wife, Tanya Tay, is actually for once not watching Thought Crime Live, because she is actually at the Jason Aldean concert right now.
It's funny you say that it's, you know, that rap lyrics are often violent. It's often much more specific than that. It'll be lyrics that are like, if you roll into my part of town, I will shoot you in the face. It's,
yes.
Like, they're actually kind of angry that Aldean made a music video that is culturally appropriating their type of threat. And we're even, they're still even doing weird character assassinations. I was just Googling to see exactly what they did to change the video, and now Snopes has a story. Did Jason Aldean not leave a tip after ordering 65 burritos in a West Virginia small town? And I don't know what the answer to that is, but like, I'm surprised it's not a story about Chris Christie or something. But allegedly they ordered 65 burritos, and if you didn't tip, that would be the worst thing ever. Definitely way worse than burning down a small business.
No, but I think it's and I really do think that a lot of this comes down to the fact that you are not allowed to talk about black violence. You're not allowed to talk about black crime. You're not allowed to talk about white flight. You're certainly not allowed to make songs about it. We just had the biggest nationwide race riots in America's history 3 years ago, and it is largely forgotten within the United States. And so along comes a guy who makes, who's like, not only a white celebrity, but a celebrity who makes, as we described last week in great detail, the whitest possible music. And I don't say that in a negative way. I just say, like, outside of Darius Rucker, you know, country music is extremely white. It's considered white music, even all around the world. It's considered American music. And so to have someone like that directly calling out, or even coming close to calling out black violence in America, it is something that is completely verboten. And this is where the black nationalists in the media just immediately have to try to shut it down. And like, that's all they did.
And let's be real. There's a long history of like political songs in America, many of which are actually far uglier than Aldean's. I mean, we did, Neil Young did a song that's like Southern Man, which basically just says that men in the South are pieces of crap
who
are super racist. He does the song, I can't remember if it was him or Crosby, the Crosby, Stills, Nash group, but like Four Dead in Ohio, which is just that these National Guardsmen like murdered a bunch of students who definitely were not rioting.
Again,
in
that's,
their face.
But that's on the left, right? Both
exactly,
of those are
exactly
coming from the left, is my point.
So yeah,
I get what you're saying, but my point is you're not allowed to have these from the other perspective. You're only allowed to have them in one direction. So you can have Neil Young, who's not even American, by the way, slandering Southerners. You can have Neil Young and others attacking American military for dealing with unrest on campus, but you can't have anything in the other direction.
Okay, we have 5 minutes remaining. Where do we want to go with this, guys? Stay with Aldean, or do we want to do the...
I want to say one thing about the Aldean situation, which I think is carryover from the comment that I made about those who go to Congress. And Charlie, you know what this is like, and Jack, you know what this is like, being a little bit more in the public eye, where people stop you all the time when you're out in public, you're at airports and everything else. When you become a person that people recognize everywhere you go, and you just get stopped, like, everyone dives into every aspect of your personal life. Mm-hmm. They watch everything that you do. And everything that you do or say, if it's the right thing, it's going to be the wrong thing according to the media. And if it's the wrong thing, right, they're going to be like, ha, you're a hypocrite, right? Like, constantly. And so I feel bad for anybody, even when they make the wrong decisions, you know, not standing up for it. I actually have a lot of respect for famous people. You know, obviously we're not in that category, because, you know, Charlie's on the radio every single day saying everything that he thinks constantly, which is kind of cool. It's actually freeing in some ways.
I try to liberate people.
it's liberating, but I actually have a lot of respect for famous people that just literally avoid those things and like don't say what they think. It's like, hey, you play music. And then again, I'm not saying, I have a lot of respect for guys that speak up on our side, because the left has, you know, hordes of these people, and we don't have very many. but like I appreciate leftists in particular or people that are just like pretty apolitical that just like, I don't know what I'm talking about with this. And I just want to play music and I just want to play sports. And I don't think I need to be like using my platform for the wrong purposes.
They say we should hit some comments so that people will be encouraged to do it. So I want to highlight two. First we have, Fulken Wolagen 62M who says, "Hey dude with the hat on, please pronounce the T in the word important.
Important.
Not so much like important, more so like import-tant. Thank you for your support in this pet peeve matter." And then Special K.
If I can, so I actually can't pronounce my T's as well as I should, mainly because I bit off my tongue in a quad accident when I was 16.
Nancy Mace has more victims than I thought. And then we have
I'm sorry for that on the important.
Only Miss Nancy has to apologize. Special K121 has I'm black and he didn't do anything wrong, Aldine, I assume. Just another way to divide people. Only those caught up in a delusion believe this garbage. Well said, Special K. I used to get Special K bars when I was a kid. My mom would make them. And now I really want to have one. No. Like Special K cereal, you degenerate monster.
Yeah, we have, looks like we have 3,500 people still watching. Any other final Rumble rants, guys, as we ramp this up? Nope. Okay. Final thoughts, Tyler.
Oh, man, where we're at today is we've got a strong week ahead. I mean, this week was so crazy with all the news. I'm hoping that next week's not a huge letdown. That's my hope. I hope aliens expose themselves or something.
We could use a boring news week.
Maybe not expose themselves.
I'll be honest. Tomorrow when you guys watch the Charlie Kirk show and then Jack's show after, we're going to have this whole thing on Trump. I'm reading about it. This is all new indictments, like obstruction of justice. It's just like, we were expecting January 6th stuff.
We should just have a new Trump indictment every single week.
It's going to be though, because this is like, they're going to have everything happening in Georgia. It's going to just keep going. It's going to keep rolling. This is not going to end anytime soon.
What if Trump outfoxed them and he started intentionally committing crimes in a ton of different jurisdictions and he's on so many trials at once, they all grind to a halt and then they can't get any of them done before the election?
Have you guys seen the things that people post about alternate timelines and everything else with Trump?
No.
Mandela or?
That's a conversation.
Wait, I have seen the, do you mean the secret war theory?
Yeah.
The secret war theory was going on in 2020, and it said that we had embarked in a secret war with China, and that this bled over into 2021. Yes. And they were saying that actually Joe Biden wasn't the actual president, that Trump remained president, and that we were secretly fighting a war with China, but because Trump was so busy on that. And so just so busy involved in the day to day of the war that that they allowed Joe Biden to appear on TV as president. This explains, OK, the fake, White House, like Oval Office set that he had. It explains some of the supply chain issues that were going on in 2021, you know, because so many supplies were going to the war effort. And because our supply lines with China had been cut. And then Tim Pool told me all this, by the way. And then at the very end of it, the Memorial Day. So, you know, Memorial Day, the president goes and does a wreath laying ceremony, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you know that in 2021, when Biden went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the wreath was already there. Now, you might think that that was some kind of COVID thing or maybe because Biden was old. No. That's because the real ceremony had already happened earlier in the day with no cameras when Trump put the wreath there. Ooh. But then Biden showed up later.
We
gotta wrap it up.
Oh, darn.
Go ahead, finish it.
I like the Trump Groundhog Day theory, which is Trump's actually run for president thousands of times and our timeline keeps resetting. So that's why he can win. Like, there was a timeline where Hillary is like, you know, the world doesn't need people like you in office. And he freezes. And then, like, we have to reset the timeline so that he can come up with the correct line. So why did he seem so strong at the start of the race, especially? It's because, you know, he'd actually run for president thousands and thousands of times, just like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day.
Yeah. I love that, actually.
This has been fun, everybody. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on Rumble. God bless you guys, and enjoy Jason Aldean's contrast videos to sign off. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom
at charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.